Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner about morel mushroom hunting.
I would say hunting morel mushrooms in the spring is extremely popular for the folks that are really interested in doing it. You know, a lot of people go out and spend time in the woods looking for morel mushrooms and really get a lot of enjoyment out of that.
Do you think we've gotten yet to the peak of the season, or when does that usually happen?
Well, it varies every year with the spring conditions and the soil temperatures and the available moisture and stuff. Looking at the calendar, it's April 26th, so the calendar tells me it's time, but I don't think the conditions are quite right yet. I have not heard of anybody locally finding some, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit if some of the little grays are found. And I talked to Tyler Nelson, our natural resource manager, and he said he saw a post on Facebook somewhere in central Iowa. Somebody found a few little grays. Now, that could change with the rain this weekend. If we get some warm sun after that, I think mushrooms will, you know, be there to be found. The calendar's right. I think we just need a rain and some sunshine.
And what are generally the prime areas that you find morel mushrooms?
Well, they can be found just about anywhere. I found them mowing in parks before, right in turf grass, right in town, and everything else. But I prefer to hunt, like, successional woodlands, you know, and I love to look for dead elm trees, you know, that have been dead 1 to 2 years, still have some bark on them and the twigs, and really try to look those areas over pretty thoroughly. But you can find them just about anywhere, but I, like a lot of mushroom hunters, focus on elm trees, and actually I hunt for them and then look real thoroughly, but when I'm walking, I'm glancing around also.
I've heard a bit with the weather conditions that we've had with flooding and whatnot, how it's caused drainage systems. Do you think that can pose some dangers when it comes to mushroom hunting?
You know, I saw that on the news, too, and I guess if you were hunting in a riparian area, a river bottom floodplain, you might want to use a little bit of caution, you know, as the news releases that the state of Iowa has put out, sure.
Morel mushrooms can get confused with the poisonous ones. If you can kind of speak more on that, on how often someone can maybe confuse a true morel for the poisonous ones.
Well, with technology nowadays, if you Google, you know, morel mushrooms or gray morel mushrooms, yellow morel mushrooms, they're pretty easily identifiable. But, you know, would want to emphasize that it's important to know what you're picking and certainly know what you're eating so you don't have any adverse reactions. And ironically, Sam, you're talking to one of the few individuals that cannot eat morel mushrooms. I really enjoy hunting them, and if you know me, I'm not a picky eater, but for morel mushrooms, I don't know if I have an allergy to them, but I get a pretty nasty reaction, and I just do not eat those. So, you know, if you've never ate morel mushrooms, you know, they're a delicacy, but go light and just eat a few the first time just to make sure your body reacts fine to them. And trust me, the vast, vast, vast majority of people would almost crawl over broken glass to get to a plate of fried up morel mushrooms.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry you don't get to enjoy them like other people do. Why do you think people, Iowans, like to do this hunt for morel mushrooms?
Oh, that's a great question. I have a couple thoughts that just popped into my mind. You know, first of all, they're delicious. Most people, you know, consider them a delicacy. But if you look outside, it's spring, you know, end of April, first week, 10 days in May, the grass is green, the temperature's not too high, the spring wildflowers are starting to bloom, spring bird migrations, and it's just great to be outside and out in the woods and away from computers and offices and homes, and I think that all fits into it. And then if you can stumble onto a couple of pounds of morels, you've had a really nice spring day.
This is getting to be the prime time before summer really hits to look for those morels.
It is. One thing I always look for, and you talk to serious mushroom hunters, you know, they have their little scenarios or things they look for. But when the lilacs just start blooming to bloom is a time to look for morel mushrooms, in my opinion. And that's something I always take a peek at, you know, and I haven't noticed any, you know, beautiful lavender lilac blooms yet, but that's going to happen pretty quick. Two things regarding mushrooms from a safety standpoint a little bit. So, you know, it's the end of April here, and that's prime time to hunt morel mushrooms, but it's also spring turkey hunting season, and there's turkey hunters out in the woods and the timbers and stuff like that, and they're dressed in full camouflage, so you want to be safe when you're out mushroom hunting. You know, keep that in mind. The other thing is wood ticks. You know, I've already picked several off me this spring, and it's a good idea to use some permethrin on your clothing or boots or, you know, some off or something with DEET to try to keep the wood ticks off of you.
So, yeah, wear a bug repellent and maybe wear some brighter clothing to be more seen by those hunting.
Right, and try to be respectful. If there's a vehicle parked in, you know, some woods, you know, assume it's some other mushroom hunters or a turkey hunter, and maybe, you know, find another patch of woods if you can.
And poison ivy, I want to ask, is that something, you know, people should be really mindful of too?
Yeah, I end up getting, you know, four or five batches of that every year of different varying degrees. And yeah, you really should, if you're going to spend some time in the woods, you know, be able to identify the three-leaf poison ivy plant. And even stinging nettles, too, can be cumbersome, but they don't last too long. Where poison ivy, you can have a miserable 7 to 10 days. A good tip on poison ivy, if you think you've been around it, is to wash, you know, all of your skin with, you know, soapy water and clean it up really good. You know, even if you're not sure you've been around it after you get back home.
And then once you have figured out that you've contracted it or been around it, then what should you do next?
Well, depending on the severity, you know, if it's really bad, you might have to go to the doctor and, you know, they'll give you some medication. But calamine lotions, ivy dry, Zanfil, there's quite a bit of poison ivy products out there that can help.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Guthrie County Conservation Director Joe Hanner about morel mushroom hunting. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.